Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape.
You look a little thirsty, Busby. Please have a drink. You know, you're on the wagon.
Oh no, not
or off the wagon, depending how you want to look at it. Welcome back, anyway. How's that?
Yes. Well, so, guess why I'm here.
You're lonely.
It's a mystery. No, I'm here for a mystery.
No kidding.
Agatha Christie's Go Back for Murder.
Oh yes.
Yes. Fun tale done at the Genesis Theater up there in Duquesne University. And I was guessing the whole time. The story is about a young woman played by Rebecca Hakil. And she plays Carolyn and Carla Crail. She plays both mother and daughter.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if maybe it was like a twin situation.
Oh, no. She plays
sometimes they do that.
They sometimes do that.
Dead ringer, Betty Davis.
Right,
yeah.
Right. This is a young woman investigating the murder of her mother 16 years earlier.
Okay. Well, or she's investigating it 16 years after the murder.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. No. Yeah. 16 years. Yes. Exactly. And we have the two time changes. It's set in both like the 40s and the 60s.
Oh.
And you go back and forth.
A feast for a costume designer, I imagine.
Oh, the costume designs were beautiful, actually. Let's see. Here's the thing. This was very well cast. This Mark Yockum plays in one of the suspects. Everybody's a suspect, though. There's like two people.
That's
that
usually
aren't
how it works, right?
Just about two people that weren't.
The deceased and
exactly. Well. Though for a while I thought she did it herself. So
oh.
Yeah. So
whoa, a twist.
I thought
that
it was a suicide.
All right.
So that gone went wrong. So yeah. So
it kept you guessing. All
it
right.
Kept me
well, you're a pretty
guessing.
Clever guy. So that's managed to do that. That's
little,
pretty good.
Yeah, a little bit.
And you know, as far as the Agatha Christie murder, this one's not as popular as some of the other because
no,
I hadn't heard
good
of this one. Yeah.
Not being popular helped it.
Because you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
I mean, Mousetrap ran like in London for decades.
Exactly.
I think it's still going.
I almost tried to Wikipedia it during intermission. Just
no. Come on!
I know, I wanted to be surprised, and I was. Susan McGregor Lane is in this as well. Playing a doddering old former nanny.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely production. Mark Yockum's terrific in it. Also, there is a young woman named Juliette Mariani. Fantastic in it. And also, fantastically dressed because she had the best costumes. She had some excellent costumes.
There you go.
Yeah, so fun night for murder.
May I?
Oh, yes, sure.
I always like to...
it's got
pilgrim.
A little bit...
And this is running through August 27th, Go Back for Murder by Agatha Christie, directed by John Lane at the Genesius Theater at Duquesne. A production
go back
of the
more
summer,
than once.
A production of the summer coming. Yeah, it's like, Go Back for Murder. It's like, oh, go back for butter. If
yeah, I know.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show.